I really don't know whether Holy Rollers is actually the name of a group or whether it's just a joking term that's applied to fundamentalist groups.
That's
it, yeah.
What about you?
I don't think that in growing up I would have known any terms for Jews. And I really can't think of any that I've particularly heard locally. There were a lot of Jewish children in my school, so I knew a great many Jews. But I suppose that the Jews and the Gentiles got along fairly well, since I don't recall hearing the pejoratives.
What about Germans or low Germans?
No, I don't think so.
Italians or Poles?
Wops and Polacks. Maybe Krauts for Germans.
Russians, Czechs?
No.
Lithuanians?
No.
Englishmen or Irish?
I've heard limey for Englishmen. Well, maybe I've just read that or heard it in the movies. I've never actually heard anyone say limey for Englishmen. For Irish, I don't think so.
What about Scots or French?
Frogs for French. I don't think I have any for Scots.
What about the Louisiana French?
Other than Cajun. Or Creole. I don't actually know the difference between Cajun and Creole.
Greeks?
No, I don't know any other terms for Greeks.
Cubans, Puerto Ricans, Mexicans?
Well, Spix maybe, but I'm not sure to which group that would apply, so it might apply to all of them. I think Mexicans who enter illegally are called wetbacks, or used to be.
Does that make any difference what you call them, depending on whether they're actually Mexican citizens or Americans of Mexican ancestry?
Not to me, because I don't think I know any.
Okay. Scandinavians, Canadians?
Nope.
Okay. What do you call someone who's affiliated with either of the two big political parties?
Just Democrat or Republican.
Okay, and somebody who you associate with unorthodox lifestyle?
Hippie. I would still call people hippies, although I don't know whether there's still as much of a hippie movement as there used to be.
Any other term other than that?
I've heard flower children, or just long hairs.
Some would say another girl that you were very close to growing up, you would call her your
best friend.
Anyone that, say, an adult who's really not the child's parent, but might function in pretty much that capacity. There's part of a formal program or something similar to that.
In a technical religious sense, there are godparents, but other than that, no.
Okay. What about children when you were growing up, the ones that you regularly associated with, maybe played with?
Just friends, I think.
Would it make a difference?
I've told you about the high school group, the Four Musketeers,
right.
And we had some others who were our lackeys, in fact, and we were collectively the Musketeer Company, but that's a very private thing.
What about when you were older?
No, I would just say my friends. I might say friends and relations, but that's a term that I got out of Winnie the Pooh. Rabbit's friends and relations.
You know,